welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And as I was seeking the Lord as to what He would have me share, He directed me to some passages in the life of David. And so we're going to be sharing this week how to encourage yourself in the Lord. I don't think there's a soul living today that doesn't need encouragement, especially in the times in which we are living. But we're going to find some scriptural protocol, if you will, of how to be encouraged, how to lift ourselves up, how to keep on going in spite of the trials and battles and circumstances that you may be facing even now. So let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God. Lord, your Word is timeless. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your Word will not pass away. And Lord, we thank you that the Father sent Jesus, and Jesus was willing to come and pay that terrible price that He did, that we can be reunited with our Heavenly Father in heaven, that we can be blameless before the throne of God because the blood of Jesus has cleansed us from all sin. Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, confess with their mouth, believe in their heart the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us, Lord, it says we shall be saved. So, Father, now I'm speaking to those who may be a little far off. Lord, they've gotten somewhat cool in their spiritual fervor. Their walk with you is not what they desire, Lord. They just need your quickening. They need your anointing, Lord, to restore to them the fervor of that first love. Lord, with all the things that the devil throws against your people, the things we go through, Lord, the evil of the times in which we're living, Lord, we ask, God, that you will do what no agency on earth can do, but that you will strengthen our souls, our bodies, our minds, that we can be your witnesses. We can proclaim the gospel to those near and far, to our loved ones, to friends, and most importantly, Lord, not just speak it, but live it, that our lives will be a testimony. We would be our bodies a living sacrifice, and we will declare the holiness, the goodness, the faithfulness of our God, that men may be drawn to the ark of salvation, to Jesus Christ, for there's no other name given under heaven and among men whereby we must be saved. Lord, I thank you for it. All right, beloved, we are going to share how to encourage yourself in the Lord. And to do that, we're going to go to Scripture and to set the background, because it may have been a little while since you have read these references in the Old Testament. We're going to be going to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. We're going to be looking at an incident in the life of David. So allow me, please, to lay a foundation, an introduction, so we can have an understanding of what is going on in the life of David and what are the examples that he gave us. What are the things we can learn when he was in a really hard place? To do that, let's take a glance at chapter 27 of 1 Samuel. And if you know the story of David, that we find in a very short time, as David began to grow and be a powerful man of God, that Saul was very jealous of him, and he tried to kill him. In fact, David was fleeing from him for his life. And in chapter 27, David comes to this realization. Allow me to read. verse 1. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. He was leaving the land of Israel. And Saul, this is his rationale, shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So I shall escape out of his hand. He was expecting that if he went beyond the borders of Israel, that Saul would just give up hope of destroying him. And so David arose, verse 2, and he passed over with 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Maach, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household. They had all that belonged to them, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam and Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. Her husband had died. And it was told Saul in verse 4 that David was fled to Gath, and his thinking worked. Saul, sought no more again for him. And David said unto King Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? So as a result, Achish gave him Ziklag, that's verse 6, that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines, remember he was in exile now, was a full year and 4 months. Now, what was David doing? Well, this chapter proceeds to tell us. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Jezreelites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. And David, listen what he did, he smote the land and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. And so his friend Achish says, whither have ye made a road today? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of Jezreelmeites, and against the south of Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath. In other words, he didn't want anything reported of what he was actually doing. And why? He said, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. And Achish believed David, saying, he hath made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore he shall be my servant forever. So Achish was thinking, well, since David's doing this, he's going to be even more distasteful to his own people, and he's just going to stay with me, and he'll be my servant forever. They had a good relationship. So chapter 28, and it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. He was a mighty man of war. And so he knew that he was telling Achish, you don't have to regret that I'm on your side. Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. So what have we learned thus far? As we get to chapter 30, in these preceding chapters, it shows what had been set up, where David was at this time, what was going on with Saul and the people of Israel. David had joined himself with Achish, king of Gath. He was there a year and 4 months. He asked for a small town in the country, which was Ziklag, and Achish gave it to him. And so now we see the Philistine lords gathering together to attack the Israelites. And so obviously there was questions of David's loyalty by the Philistines in spite of Achish's protestations. So they were afraid, and this is a likely scenario in some cases, that in the heat of battle, what would have David would turn and reconcile himself to his master Saul and become their adversary in battle. So as a result, because the Philistine lords were not happy, that he returned to Ziklag. So let's now read the first five verses of verse 30. Let me just read verse 11 of the preceding chapter. This is Achish's request to get up early in the morning, and as soon as you be up, have light depart. So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return into the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. All right, let's read those first five verses of chapter 30. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burnt it with fire, and had taken, this is their home, they had taken the women captives that were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city. Behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. This is not good. Well, be encouraged, beloved, just because sometimes you find yourself in a desperate situation, all is not lost. The Lord was with David. The Lord is with you. So if you're able, I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue this exciting story of the exploits of David and the exploits of the Lord through him. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. I personally answer the mail. No one else reads or answers the mail but myself, and I'll send back to you what God gives to encourage you. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Yeah.